Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President-elect Joe Biden outlined his plans yesterday to speed up vaccinations in the U.S. by increasing supplies and setting up community vaccination centers across the country. He says he wants to provide 100 million shots in 100 days. In the meantime, Biden says people should continue to wear masks.
I know it's become a partisan issue, but what a stupid, stupid thing for it to happen. This is a patriotic act. We're asking you. We're in a war with this virus. And experts saying have shown that wearing a mask from now until April will save as many as 50,000 lives.
Biden warned things will get worse before they get better. The National Park Service says it's shut down the National Mall and other landmarks until after the inauguration of Biden on Wednesday. Security is always tight on Inauguration Day, but it's increased this year after the attack on the U.S. Capitol last week by Trump supporters trying to disrupt Congress's certification that Biden won. Law enforcement officials also warn of threats by armed groups in all 50 states. Federal, state, and local law enforcement officials are preparing for demonstrations around the New York State Capitol in the run-up to Inauguration Day. From member station WAMC, Ian Pickus reports.
The FBI Albany field office is setting up a command post to coordinate and share information with New York State Police and Albany County and City law enforcement. Special Agent in Charge Thomas Relford says there is no specific threat to the Capitol.
Between now and January 20th, Inauguration Day, we will be maintaining a heightened posture to monitor any threat that may come into our region.
Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan urged people to stay away from downtown Sunday if possible. For NPR News, I'm Ian Pickus in Albany.
Civil rights officials at the Department of Health and Human Services issued a series of actions yesterday to protect people with disabilities from health care rationing and other discrimination by medical providers. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
The proposal would be a significant expansion of disability civil rights law. But the outgoing Trump officials have run out of time to write a formal rule. They've outlined one in hopes that the Biden administration will pick it up. The president-elect's campaign platform included similar ideas. The Trump administration's Office for Civil Rights at HHS would explicitly ban a wide range of disability discrimination in medical settings, from denying organ transplants to holding back scarce care like drug treatments or ventilators. And that's been an issue during the coronavirus pandemic. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
This is NPR. The Trump administration carried out its 13th and final federal execution early this morning. Dustin Higgs was the third inmate to receive a lethal injection this week. President Trump had resumed the use of capital punishment for federal offenses in July after a 17-year hiatus. President-elect Biden opposes the federal death penalty. The Dutch government is resigning over a scandal in which families receiving child care benefits were mistakenly accused of fraud. Terry Schultz reports Prime Minister Mark Rutte and his cabinet will remain temporarily in a caretaker position.
The Dutch government's downfall comes after some 20,000 working families were wrongly accused of cheating the system and forced to repay thousands of euros in benefits the Dutch tax office said had been mistakenly paid. Many families were put in severe financial distress for what was later found to be largely a result of administrative errors. In a press conference announcing his resignation, Prime Minister Rutte acknowledged, quote, innocent people have been criminalized and their lives have been destroyed. He says the country's parliament was not correctly informed about the tax office's procedures targeting the parents. 20 of them have launched a lawsuit against current and former officials. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
A search continues on Indonesia's Sulawesi Island for people trapped in rubble after yesterday's 6.2 magnitude earthquake. At least 45 people were killed and hundreds were injured. Hundreds of homes were damaged, displacing thousands of people. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.